Good evening again, one and all. Are we on record?
Okay.
Round two, yes. Thank you, Mr. Connor. If you'll handle the bell, that would be great. Okay. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 4, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Just in case anybody escaped out the door, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapodi?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tichman?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
I'm disappointed that one of you didn't manage to escape at this point. Okay, so the first thing we have is approval of minutes for December 27, 2016. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Mr. Tichton moved, and a second?
Second.
Councilman Lapodi, second. Any discussion at the table, comments, changes?
I had sent some changes previously.
And I believe those were made. Okay. There were some minor changes. There was a restatement of Ms. Sean's position, and okay. That being the case, can we please call the roll to approve the minutes of December 27, 2016?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain. I was not present at the meeting.
Ms.
Lapodi?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Aye.
Now move to resolution 17-26. Actually, before we do that, Ms. Malkin, you had asked to meet the members of the fire department.
I did.
They have.
And I did also.
I'm sorry. The council had asked to meet the members of the fire department.
Right.
I believe that most of them are here. I would ask, if you guys don't mind, if one of Tom, you want to stand up, give your name, and. I would like to point out, by the way, we had the first fire of 2017. It was a chicken coop at 18 Farm Lane. The chickens appear to have survived. I don't think that the chicken coop survived. Otherwise, we'd be having a nice dinner at this point. But I guess, Chief, if you would start, just raise your hands. You know, I'm Chief Archer.
Sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Brian Erslugan.
Brian.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever have any questions, always contact.
Thank you. I'm going to ask each one of them. I don't mean to embarrass you, but if you just walk up to the microphone, give your name, and then come back down because I'm having a terrible time here.
Residence? Address?
Huh?
Address, please?
The addresses we have, but yeah.
And they're not necessarily residents.
Tim Curry, I live at Three Pine Drive. Been on the fire department, almost 3 years, I guess, on and off.
We're also on Hightstown, right?
Yep. Jacob Barrett, 10 Homestead.
Thank you, Jacob.
Sam Lopez, 7 Homestead.
Thank you.
John Archer, I'm Danny's father.
Yep. Justin Lennart, 5 Home Court.
Thank you.
First day squad also.
Neil Mordelite, 10 Farm Lane.
Thank you.
April Sook, 9th Mayor Drive. Been on the department 11 years.
Thank you. And I think.
John Lennart, 5 Elm Court.
Thank Roosevelt, you. I was on a call tonight. That's why I was late. And thanks to the first day squad for being here.
And I believe Mr.
James Aspicolis, a 4 Dressage Court, Millstone.
Thank you.
Three more guys that could make it. One's working, two are in class.
And Chris is still at the chicken coop?
No, he was relieved. I think he's on kid duty.
Okay, sounds good.
Who are the other members, do you know, who weren't here?
And Chris Sook. And Chris Sook.
Steve Yeager.
We have a list, Mike.
Yeah, we have a complete list?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for your service and to the one lady and the lady who's missing for your service. We are now going to move to Resolution 17-26, in which we set a date for the special election for the referendum on Ordinance 16-020. Ordinance 16-020 is the Emergency Services Building funding, the bonding, that the signatures were handed in, were certified by the clerk. We've had discussions with the county at the timing, reviewed the law. It would set the referendum on March 14. The reason for March 14, actually, I think we're shooting for March 5 or 6. The county pointed out that March 16 is also the date of the school board elections generally. Therefore, their equipment will be on the road. Therefore, it is cheaper than doing it on the 5th. So, do I have a motion?
I thought school boards moved to the general election. No?
Only some. Oh. Some.
14.
I'm sorry?
14 or 16?
14. 14. Actually, we thought originally it was the 17th and thought St. Paddy's Day was an interesting day for the school board election. Do I have a motion to introduce 17-26?
Second.
Mr. Ticton introduced and Ms. Malkin second.
And what is that date again?
March 16th. 14th, please.
March 14th.
That's why I am.
March 14th. Yeah. I actually have it written down here, and I'm still getting wrong.
And I just want to make it clear that this is for one binding referendum for a specific amount of money, no more, no less. Or less, if possible, but
right.
That could be extended upward depending on whether or not costs
all
go up.
Bonds can be amended, sure.
Without approval?
Well, council's got to approve it.
Okay. Same regulations that apply to any other bond you would need for affirmative council votes on that?
There's nothing different about this bond than any other bond.
I'm asking the borough attorney.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There's nothing different. Nothing
okay, great.
About this
good.
Moment.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Motion is second. Is there any questions or discussion at the table? Can I get a roll call, please, on Resolution 17?
We have a council person who stepped out briefly.
Oh.
Just,
is she all right?
She's coughing.
Yeah, Michael? Council's good, but EMTs are going out.
Not the first time. Okay.
Ms. Bona?
Okay, we are voting. Hang on, let's keep
going.
We're voting on Resolution 17-26. 17-26 would set the date for the referendum on March 14th, 2017. Next, we have, would anybody like to introduce 2017-001, Introduction First Reading, Amending Ordinance 15-01. Without going through all this, our current, all salary ranges are set by ordinance. The last time we set the ordinance, we set the, I don't want to give her any hints, but we set the borough clerk's salary at between $25,000 and $65,000. This current contract is for $20,000, so we have to amend it down because we're not paying for the overhead for the other town. So basically what 2017-001 would do is it would keep all the salaries the same except that the lowest salary payable to a clerk would go from $25,000 to $20,000.
So moved.
Moved. Thank you.
Second.
Discussion at the table.
Was that the reason for changing borough clerks from our prior clerk?
I'm sorry?
Was that the reason that the committee decided to interview for this position, is to get a more cost-effective alternative?
I would love to say that that was our primary reason, but it was not. It was one of the reasons.
Okay.
And on a question over here, Jeff, for it to go above that minimum, is it a council action?
Well, there would have to be
an amendment.
An amendment to, well,
I'm sorry, to go
contract.
Above the contract or go above
to
the
to go above the minimum.
To go above the minimum, right, in the contract.
Yeah. Well, it's minimum maximum here, so.
Okay.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah. You'd have to, if you want to change the range, you'd have to pass another ordinance, which the council would have to do.
Well,
if you wanted to amend the contract, you'd have to pass a resolution amending the contract, which the council would also would have to.
Right. So if they wanted to be a raise above $20,000, then the council would get inside of that.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
And
okay.
Also, that would be addressed in the budget, because it's the first line items in the budget. You have a line item for salary for borough clerk, so that would be.
Yeah, we do budget adjustments all the time.
Right.
So okay. That wouldn't be a prohibition as a practical.
No. It's just. Okay. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Other comments? Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Vaughn?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Nelson?
Aye.
Mr. Kitson?
Aye.
Mr.
Kamau? Aye.
We move to reports of committee chairs. Oh, yes. The second reading on that, that's a change to an ordinance, so there's an introduction and first reading, and then we have a public hearing and second reading, which is on the 23rd of January, which also happens to be our next meeting day. We have reports of committee chairs. We start with it's out of order.
Ah.
All right. So
you
no
color coded thing.
Color coded. No. I think we're going to stick with what your last position was before this meeting.
That's a good idea.
A final. Okay. So, Mr. Tickton, who is environmental health and I'm sorry, community development and code enforcement.
The only thing I have to report is we have Mr. McGrath has given me an annual report, which has been distributed to council members and should be made part of the record.
And Ms. Bona, who is environmental, administration and environmental commission rep.
Nothing tonight, Mayor. Thank you.
So you need to go through all that and get nothing. Okay. Anything from, for those of you who do not know who she is and have not met her, this is Ms. Kathleen Hart. She started with us officially this evening. She is a deputy clerk over in Millstone, where she served many years, and she has been our town registrar, the person who keeps track of weddings, births, deaths, etc., for quite a few years. Anything to
report?
Okay. Counselor?
I believe the council may already know. I think an email went out, but just to either repeat or to inform you, in regard to the alcoholic beverage commission control license, the director of the Division of Alcoholic Beverages asked for a further extension to review the recommended decision of the administrative law judge, who had recommended that there be no special ruling to permit a extension. The director asked for 45 more days, so he'll have 45 more days from January 5th to render his decision.
Why did they do that? I mean, it doesn't seem like such a
it was.
It's been a long time.
It's yeah. I think this is their second extension. I do not know. I only within the director's office. I know. I don't know.
For those of you who didn't follow that, we had asked to, every year a liquor license has to be renewed. The person who owns the deli hasn't done anything with it. We then said we'd like to have it terminated so that we can get it back, sell it to somebody else who might do something with it. we went through a process. The initial administrative judge said, yeah, you're right. It should go back to the town. It was then appealed, and the appeal has been put off and has now been put off again, by the commissioner of the ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission, who is the final arbiter. So if that person says, I need another 45 days, they get another 45 days.
We may have the interesting distinction of being the only dry town
yes.
where you can get medical marijuana.
You know what?
Which would be
We're the only town that has only a synagogue and no church.
I know.
I think we ought to continue the tradition. But I'm perfectly willing to hand out glasses of booze to people coming out of the facility if it comes out. Okay, Ms. Malkin, finance.
No, nothing to
do. I'm almost tempted to skip you, but utilities, ma'am.
Well, as you know, we have a leaky roof at the water treatment facility, and so the contractor is coming to begin work on replacement of that roof this Friday. We also have something under new business, which has to do with pumping services, and so I'll handle it under new business. Short report.
Thank you.
I have a question on that. When they installed the new filters, they had to take the roof off.
No, they only cut a hole in the roof, and the area where they cut the hole has a lip on it, which is about 6 inches deep. The water that was collecting on the roof was over 6 inches, so it came over the lip and down into. And the reason that it's collecting on the roof is because the roof drains, one of which was roofed over in the last roofing. The other one was clogged, so they cleared that drain. They put a pump on the roof to get the water off, and we'd like to now get the roof replaced with proper drainage, with maybe a little pitch so that it goes to the drains, and that will protect the investment that we've made in the water treatment facility.
Okay. Jeff? Yep.
Welcome to...
I'm on the Utilities Committee now. Right, okay. I need to know these things. All right, thank you.
Do you have a report, sir?
I've been reaching out to the fire department guys as usual, and I will reach out more that the whole list is in and everything. And I hear from April Zook that she has resigned from the OEM. So mm-hmm. we're going to have to find a replacement.
We found, voted on, and approved.
Oh, that was Kelly. I'm sorry. Okay, so that's my report. Looks like it's
And Mr. Lopez.
Actually wrote both of your names down in here, but it's a couple of hours later, so I'm older than I look.
Joe, don't feel bad. I wrote down March 14th.
I wrote down March 14th.
Right, but I kept saying 16, 17, 14.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, we now move on to old business. Thank goodness there is none. Reports of borough officials. I don't think any of them are. Joe, do you have a report for us? Other than the written report?
I see a written report.
Report that's been submitted.
Mm-hmm. I'm Joe McGrath, zoning officer. I'm happy to report that with the assistance of Mr. Tickton, since I started my very first day, he took me up to the Dexheimer Farm and said, we have to do something. The county has done the appraisals. They have made Mr. Dexheimer an offer. He is talking that over with his family presently. We've gotten no negative comments about the offer itself, and it looks like that we may be on our way to finally having that property preserved through the county. The county has done a good job. But I want to thank Mr. Tickton because it was his initiative. He put me in a car and drove me up there on my first day, and we tackled it together, and he's provided support and information for me that was helpful. And 76 Pine Drive. I gave a copy of the notice from the bank to all of you. Has officially been foreclosed on, is now going on sale on the market. 35 Homestead now has a new owner and is being renovated. 37 should be up this month coming for the final sheriff sale. We have one new vacant property, and that's 2 Pine Drive. We've gotten a notice from the bank that they have taken possession of the property and have initiated their foreclosure proceedings, but that property is being well maintained, so it really isn't an issue.
Bill Landau.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. So, just a question, because I'm sure most people don't. When we talk about people's by name, you're talking about the farmhouse is the house that you've convinced the owner to sell, or help the owner to sell to the county. As you go out of town, you probably only see the sign on the end that says private property, don't enter, but there's an old farmhouse back there. And the county owns all of the land except that driveway and around the building. The owner of that building is in negotiations in large measure, thanks to Mr. Ticton and to Mr. McGrath, with the county to sell it to them so they have a contiguous park. Some of that money is going to be used. The owner also owns Nine Pine Drive. Those of you who know Nine Pine Drive, years ago my father, when we were kids, built an addition as an architectural studio, which is now collapsing. And part of the deal that Joe set up is that the money from the proceeds from the sale of that building to the county, part of those proceeds will be used to fix up Nine Pine Drive.
Right, I was going to address that next. It's an issue that we've kept in court under summons to keep the pressure on so that we get to the end. And it's been a process that's been pretty successful with me in cleaning up properties. We cleaned up 35 Farm Drive. 6 Farm is now almost in compliance. The court was helpful with that. We had to do a little arm twisting there, but the property's being cleaned up, and I've just done a walkthrough last week in there, and the interior is being renovated. I've made some recommendations in terms of if people want to rent their properties, about some of the conditions that we should add to the ordinance on that to guarantee that taxes are paid, sewers and waters are paid, because there are some landlords out there who are allowing people to buy the tax sale certificates, yet they're taking the rent money. So there are some other recommendations that I've made in my report for ordinances to make them more useful to the borough. But in general, our vacant house project has been successful, and I appreciate all the help that everyone's given me on that. We've made a lot of progress.
In case I wasn't clear, what I was congratulating you on was the concept that you went to somebody in town who said, I don't have money to fix this house. And your response was, well, you have another house. If we can do something with the county, I'll help you do something with the county if you'll use part of the money to fix the house.
It was a two-part deal.
And I thought that was a good
And we did have a discussion, the owner and I, today about the roof caving in, because every day I drive by and it concerns me as well.
Yeah.
But I'm assured that that room is being cut off, so it won't be used. So if that roof does come down, it's not going to affect the rest of the living space until we get this deal done. But we're pretty close now with the county. So.
Fantastic. Thank you.
I'll just point out, by the way, the driveway is owned by the state already. The owner just has the right-of-way over it, has an easement over it. The property itself is landlocked aside from that easement. In case anyone's interested.
New business. Upgrading server provided by Computer Solutions. So Computer Solutions is one of our IT... I said old business. There's nothing, thank goodness. It's okay. And then you made me go back to the experts. Upgrading server provided by Computer Solutions. Computer Solutions is one of our, they maintain our servers generally, at least the servers here. As you know, we are moving to combine all of our computer systems, which will allow us to put water sewer billing along with the rest of finance, which means that you can pay on a monthly basis, you can play with a credit card, everything that everybody wants. In order to do that, we have to upgrade our system because our system was put in years ago and it wasn't meant to handle what we're about to do to it. So we've gotten some quotes. We've had some discussions. I think they gave us a quote around $8,000 all told.
About nine.
Huh?
A little over nine
after it was amended. I went back to them. I think the original was $8,000. I went back to it. So we're talking about $9,000. I think we want to get a couple more bids, but I would suspect, based on what it is they're selling us, it's not going to be far from that. That's the bad news. The good news is it seems to be what everybody in town wants, which is, why can't I pay monthly, et cetera? And I certainly understand that. So I think they're jumping to go ahead. I think at $10,000 we probably ought to get at least one more bid. But assuming that we don't get anything in that two bids, there were 7,500. Anyway.
Well, I mean, you should strive to get three quotes. I mean, it's a quote. It's not.
I'm sorry. Three quotes. Yeah. 2016 or no, March 16. Okay. So, all right.
So, on a question there, that equipment would live here.
That equipment lives here. Yes.
And if I may, when the installation IT people come, could we discuss with them what we have discussed here about access from council members to the computer?
That's not what we were discussing. We were discussing access to the email, not to the computers.
Well, to the data that the town collects that's on the computer.
You mean the emails?
I'm not talking so much emails. I'm talking about, like, if I want to get a recording, do I have to call Kelly and say,
yes.
Can you?
They're on
can
a,
I just
on
go to the server and pull it up?
Because they're not on the server.
So this is strictly finance and
yeah.
daily business. Okay. Where would
the email.
Yeah, where would the, which server handles things like minutes and recordings and
that's
stuff?
That's the
like
website.
Does that live here?
No.
Okay, it's a cloud somewhere.
And the answer to the unasked question, I don't go anywhere near that, sir. Way too dangerous. You make a mistake and we destroy all the state required records, et cetera.
Do you have backup?
Yeah. That's off in the cloud somewhere.
Okay.
But I'm not paying the $10,000 for hitting the wrong button. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what I'm proposing is we've gotten a quote, it's about $9,000, and that would basically consolidate all the servers. Clean up that corner that we have in there, et cetera. Assuming that we go out for quotes and assuming that they all come in at around the $9,000 mark or below, are we willing to proceed with that?
Well, in my opinion, I think we need to talk more about the real need and the rationale for doing this. Is it mainly because we don't have enough? And I don't even know how to refer to this kind of equipment, but we don't have enough capacity to handle
that's correct.
The billing that we want to do where we can allow utility ratepayers to pay by credit card and to keep track of that billing. Is that the main reason?
Yes. It is. The purpose is that when we talked to the folks from Edmonds, they looked at what we had and said this is insufficient. It's not going to support the system. My response was, all right, so buy more memory. It's cheap. Buy more disk space. It's cheap. Upgrade the processor. And the response was, no, I can't do that. So let's talk about, you know, what is going to work.
Okay.
I'm not happy about the price, but as I say, if we go out and we go to three other places and get or two other places and get similar quotes, at some point we've got to start this process because I think people are sort of pounding on the door here.
I think the Finance Committee could maybe choose to look at that and to get more quotes and to discuss it in committee and come up with recommendations on this.
Which I assume are going to be discussed with the entire council.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course. Why not?
So what I would ask you to do is if you're going
to
do that.
I'm not to share.
Is get on it.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
We have to.
Sure.
I mean, I've just my point is we're getting a lot of pressure from the public to get this done.
Yeah. How did other members who service us as far as the billing and all, did they agree with doing things this way? The Sal, is he referred to as Sal Canizaro?
Sal
or Sam?
Sam.
Okay, I call him Sal, but Sam Sal does not like it at all.
Okay, why?
He doesn't want to switch systems. He doesn't want to deal with it.
But why? I just want to know what
initially he had told me that it was going to involve, you know, he's capped at his salary.
Okay.
And it was going to be involved a lot more time. And that also he thought that he may have to actually drive to Atlantic City a couple times a month to retrieve data from there or physical papers or something. But that discussion with him was in the spring. It's been a long time. So
not sure if he still feels the same way.
And if I could just add, at the time we asked him to come up with another solution, because we were just using Edmonds, which is what all of the towns use, but if he had a better idea, he should come back to us with it. And it has been since the spring, and he has not brought back any other system. This system is the one, if you go to the League of Municipalities, all the towns use.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to, I think we're back in the Stone Age if you don't allow people to want to make payments, if you don't facilitate it and make it easy to pay your bills. And
especially with our business.
Yeah, and by credit card, even if you you need some float time on your money between paychecks or...
Just so we're clear, we've already voted
that
we need to put in the system.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
that.
So
I know
we're going to determine what we are. We're just arguing about prices.
No. But what I was saying is I know what it's for, and I think what it's for is a good idea. I just don't know enough to know whether or not this is a fair price on it, and so I think the Finance Committee needs to take a look at it.
Which is why I said we need to go out and get some quotes, some more quotes. I will tell you we should chat about it. I had some long conversations with him. I added some to that. I think that's why I said it went from 8,000 to 9,000 or somewhere in there, because they were, we want to replace the switch. Okay, do you know that our fire department and first aid come off the same switch? No. All right, well, you got to separate them from the town, et cetera, that kind of stuff. But the technical stuff aside, just whatever we can get that's cheap, I'm fine.
Okay.
Check valve repair work at the, I'm sorry, were there more comments on the first? Good? Okay. Check valve repair work at the water plant.
Yes, that would be me.
Yes.
So when pumping services came out in the middle of the night to repair the valve, which had completely ruptured, and everybody was without water during that time period, there's a check valve which is immediately before the pipe which they had to repair. We didn't want to have people without water for any longer than we had to, so the pipe repair was completed, and now they've come back with a quotation for looking at that check valve. We don't know what caused the pipe to rupture, but it was a water main break, not just a leak. This was the entire pipe dropped off. I can show pictures.
A 3-foot section.
And so it was kind of a catastrophic something or other caused this. In the price quote that Pumping Services has supplied us, they say that they really don't know if we'll ever know the exact cause of that particular rupture. But if they're going to take the check valve out and look and see whether or not it's in working order or whether that's the cause, they wanted to have another check valve with them in place so they wouldn't put back a malfunctioning check valve and wait another 4 to 6 weeks while they order the valve. So what they provided us in this quote is a quote for a check valve and the labor to look at the old one, see if that was the cause, and maybe replace it or maybe not. We don't have spare parts at the water plant. We generally just buy things when they break. But in this case, they're recommending that we buy something since it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks lead time to get it and have it available at the time when they actually do the work. If we don't have it available and that was the cause, then we have to wait 4 to 6 weeks.
And get charged for 2 visits.
And get charged for 2 visits. So this seems like the best way to go about this. On the other hand, if it wasn't the check valve, and the check valve is fine, then we're left with 8 check valves that is a spare part. On the other hand, it doesn't go bad, and there's several other places within the plant where we use that exact same check valve.
We're still
what do you want to do?
Mystery as to why it happened. Just so for those of you who were not sitting there in the middle of the utilities when it went down, you have a water tank which has, I forget how many gallons, but it's high and it has an incredible amount of pressure coming down. There's a main pipe that comes down that water tower and goes into the water plant. That is the pipe. Okay?
That's the pipe.
Big pipe. A check valve is a valve that makes sure that water only goes in one direction. So if it's coming down like this and it's not supposed to be going that way, it'll stop it. When we're back flushing it, it opens up and lets the water go that way. I may have it backwards. I'm not sure it matters. But so what we're talking about is the main pipe that comes back from our water tower. The pressure is exceeding amount of pressure. So what we think may have happened, guess, is that as the water came back down from the tower, it hit that check valve. The check valve didn't work. It let the water through. The water came through, hit the end of a pipe, and bam, that was it. And we lost. And this pipe that came down is about this big, right?
Six, six inches. Inches.
Six.
Huh?
6 inches.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure.
No, that the one with the cap on the end of it?
Oh, the cap on the end, well, that was an 8-inch cap on the end, and it was a clean out. Now, when we looked in there was absolutely nothing to clean, so I'm not sure we need a clean out, and it was replaced without the clean out.
So we think the water came down with tremendous pressure, and instead of the pipe going like this, the pipe actually went like this. There was a little end here, and so that pressure came through, hit it, broke it off.
Yeah, broke it off at the Y. At the Y.
Yeah.
At the Y. Water, well, the water hammer.
The check valve that they removed, they're going to test that to see if it's fully functional, and that's the one we're going to keep on the shelf.
I mean, but we can put in the new one and hold the old one.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that,
we
can
do that.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, have it rebuilt.
Right. Yeah, I would say have it rebuilt.
Yeah.
And the engineering firm that designed that system, have they advised anything about, have they had any ideas about why it blew out?
They have not had any ideas about why it blew out. They did advise us that it was outside the warranty. And
I don't know nothing.
Outside the warranty of the construction company.
Got the construction company.
The
and
engineering firm.
Yeah. But they sent an engineer to look at the ruptured pipe, and we kept the ruptured pipe.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to look at it, I'm happy to take you over there.
I've seen it, but I want to see it up close the next time.
Okay.
Which engineering firm was that?
That was Roberts Engineering.
We now move on to new business.
So,
so
there's agreement, right?
Yes.
We should tell them to go ahead, order the thing. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. What are we doing? I mean,
okay.
Yeah, we need
we're not a
well. I mean,
you're right. I missed the fact that we were actually going to vote on this.
Yeah.
Right? Do we vote?
Well, are we
going to
vote? I mean, okay, is this something that's an emergency, or can we have a written resolution for the next meeting?
It's only $4,000.
Well, I'd like to comment on that. I don't see this as an emergent condition since we've already made the repairs that were necessary. I would like to see follow the normal practice.
The issue, Mike, is that if that check valve is back.
I understand, but I'm not sure that qualifies, and I would yield to the borough attorney to see whether that qualifies as an emergent condition.
I wasn't suggesting it was.
I'm asking the borough attorney.
I don't know enough about engineering. I mean, is it something that is going to, if we don't have this done, is it going to be a potential for a repeat of that, or is this just an evaluation to see what the cause was and the thing's already been repaired?
This is parts.
The check valve has not been repaired. We have not even looked at the check valve to see if that was the root cause.
Okay.
All that has been repaired is the pipe break, because without it, you would not have water now. If this, the check valve, is the problem, at any time, we could again lose all of the water for the town.
So you're saying
so
this is
I'm
emergency.
Saying
okay.
This is kind of an emergency.
All right. Okay.
But
as long as we're following.
As emergency as it is, it's going to take 5 weeks before we get the valve.
You've answered
so
my
I need to.
No, you've answered my question.
Okay.
I'm not opposing it. I'm just asking if this is actually. I know. I know this is your baby, but it's important to everybody, and it's important to me that we follow the proper procedures for purchasing. So,
and,
you know, if it's an emerging condition, fine, then do it right away. If it's not, then we need to follow.
Okay, so let's talk about procedure, okay?
Yeah, sure.
If it is an emerging condition,
mm-hmm.
okay, then I sign a certification saying that we have an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
I have signed those for a variety of things.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Water main break.
We had an emerging condition when that pipe broke.
Yeah.
Okay. We had an emerging condition. We've had several emerging conditions over time. I don't think we're saying it is an emergent condition. What we are saying is we don't know. If the problem was the check valve, then it's an emergent condition. If the problem was not the check valve, it's not an emerging condition.
Yeah.
We have no way of knowing, but we have a reasonable basis, I believe, to proceed to find out as quickly as possible whether or not that is the that is problem.
Potentially emergent condition.
Yeah. I mean, we could wait till it breaks.
And on another
I would say it another way. It's a high consequence if we don't take this action.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
And but we don't know the probability of it going bad. That's the unknown. That's the uncertainty. But the high consequence seems to me to say that we should proceed with this.
Okay. Let me try this. See if anybody would like to make this resolution. Okay. Whereas the Utilities Committee of the Council has determined that a check valve may have been the cause of the emergent condition at the water tower on whatever that, I'm sorry, the water plant on whatever that date was. And whereas it is not possible to determine whether or not a specific check valve was responsible for the break, and whereas the failure of a check valve, again, in the future, would result in a catastrophic failure of the 8-inch pipe or the 6-inch pipe behind that, resulting in a complete loss of water supply to the town. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the council authorize the payment of up to, somebody give me a number.
$4,050.
$4,050 to
Pumping Services.
Pumping Services, thank you, to remove the valve, examine it, replace it with another valve, and rebuild the first valve, or examine the first valve as appropriate. Does that do it for a resolution?
Yeah. You know, subject to them having the, you know, the appropriate paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What
is that? Delivery
them
of
having the appropriate paperwork. I don't know.
Well, they normally you would need to work with a public entity. They need a business registration certificate,
okay,
and employee information report.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
And so I'm
provided they have such documentation as may be required by law to provide these services to the municipality and the utility.
Just for clarification, this is the part and the labor.
Yes.
So, does somebody want to make that, move that resolution?
So move. Second.
Years writing resolutions.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain.
Ms. Lapodi?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Next is recycling issues. We've been having a problem getting the recycling people to cover parts of the town. Would you, head of Public Works, like to handle this one?
The recycling company seems to think they like to miss streets. They've been missing streets for numerous weeks. They're missing Solar Village. They've had numerous phone calls, spoke to the owner. They said they would take care of it. They come out. They still miss the same streets and everything else.
Is there a reason why they came so late the other day?
I have no idea. We actually called to see why they were so late. But we've had Norco Road missed for the last month and a half. Solar Village, they don't go around it. So I think it's time we bring them in and have a discussion with them.
Who does our recycling?
It's Celaterra.
Yeah, I don't mind what time they come, but it just was out of the ordinary, and I didn't know if they had skipped us.
Can't put any more cart. They have more recycling. They're buying more containers to fill their recycling, but they're not answering the calls. When you call them, they answer. They answer the emails, but they don't show up.
They're
so I think it's time to bring
them
in.
Do we want them in here, or do we want a letter from...
We've done a letter before.
At least one occasion.
Right.
As I recall, there's a term and renewals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the annual renewals come up.
Their contracts until the end of 2018.
I thought there were annual renewals. I might be thinking of a different contract.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the renewals probably, but...
So if they don't...
We're having a massive problem.
If they're breaching
they're
the contract...
Yes.
And they are very sloppy.
Are they in violation of the contract?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'd be happy to look at it if the council wants me to look at it.
Mm-hmm. So I think we need to do something about it. But in the meantime, I have residents that need their recycling picked up.
Right.
We should
I don't know that he
firms.
Has to... That he has to come, but why not have the ask the president to show up with the council?
You don't know who has to come.
Huh?
Who? Say that again.
Okay, I do not believe that he would have to respond. We don't have subpoena power on the council.
But
I think the council should say we'd like to see your president in a meeting. Let him stand at the podium and explain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Rich, you're going to look at the contract.
And what was the, how do you spell that company again?
Solterra, Solterra. And I've actually given the number out to the residents to call themselves. And they're getting to no avail.
Okay, we now move to public comment on the regular meeting. Any comments or questions from the public, sir?
Good evening. I'm Bob DeSogra. I'm in 7 Nerco Road. I've been living there for 7 years, and my wife's been there for 13 years prior to that. And again, as Kelly said, I've had recent conversations with her about just the failure to perform with the recycling company. I noticed the ordinance 1719 saying that there's a shared service agreement with the Township of Millstone for a recycling coordinator. If there is a failure to perform or the contract is looked at, is there a stipulation? Would there be? I assume there's a stipulation the contract terminated for failure to perform based on the complaints of the residents that have happened. My recycling has been picked up in over a month. And I've had to go out and get another container just to kind of, contain my recycling. And this is not the first time that it's happened. And I just want to thank Kelly for her support because she gave me the name and number, and I did call and got the voicemail, and I'm still waiting for the call back. But no return call, no. And that was the 27th, I think, of December.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still have my recycling, and it passed already, so I have another 10 days, I guess, with another container to buy.
Where are their offices?
They're in Trenton,
it's
I believe.
Ewing.
So who was the coordinator?
So
what
would
did they
we,
do out of Millstone?
Would we be well served by putting it in the yellow Kelly truck and ticking it over there?
We could do that. It could work that way.
Extrajudicial, yes, I understand that.
There are several properties. I know that I've right at the foot of Nerco Road.
Solar Village has in the opposite side towards the field has not been picked up in over.
So you're dragging it down to the curb, dragging it back up.
Yes.
Back up,
come,
and we have about a 200-foot driveway,
down.
So we're schlepping it down, and we just kind of put it behind the fence now, and we're just storing it now. Fortunately, the weather hasn't been that warm. But it's been it's just been a big inconvenience, and with paid services and. This is my first time appearing before the committee, so it means that much because we have a lot of animals in the area, and we clean the stuff before we put it in the trash can. But the point is that we're paying for the services, and they're not delivering. And I just wanted to go on record with Kelly saying thank you for her help in getting me to at least start that ball rolling and at least let me know that someone cares and it's working. But they're not meeting their part of it. So thank you for your time this evening.
So we're taking two actions. One is the attorney is going to be going through the contract and possibly getting in touch with them. What we were discussing was something a little more guerrilla, which is taking the municipal truck over to your property, loading it up, taking it into Ewing and saying here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more where that came from.
I was going to bring my stuff here tonight, but first impression is going to be tough.
Load it in the yellow truck.
But,
just don't dump it right outside the door and light
Kelly
it on fire.
Kelly knows where to reach.
Yes.
Kelly knows where to reach. Thank
you
very much.
Yeah, but then we
much.
Can't get rid of
Thank
it.
Well,
you.
As the chair of Public Works, I can guarantee you that this is going to be the first thing on our agenda.
Okay.
Because you do pay for it. And I think they are in violation of their contract.
Yeah.
But that would be for the borough attorney to determine.
Well, I just want to see if there's anybody who has not spoken yet who wants has a question or a comment. Okay, Ms. Parrott.
Maureen Parrott, Tutamara. I just wanted to comment that that happened to me and my next-door neighbor attached Tamara 2 and 4. Everybody else has picked up. And it was recent. It was like, I don't know, it was the last time or the time before recycling. And we really had a lot of it. And I just didn't understand because it just didn't go around the triangle. So just whatever, just so more information. It's not just those particular areas.
Right, there's other areas because I actually chased down the recycling truck one day and told them they need to start picking it.
While we're discussing this, has anybody else had that problem who's here with recycling? Okay, yeah, we're
all.
Great. When was this? Do you know?
Last week.
Okay.
Tamara.
So the garbage or the recycling?
That's, yeah, exactly.
Recycling. Yeah, they make pyramids out of them, but they don't actually collect them.
Creative.
And on a question, what does the coordinator in Millstone do? The recycling coordinator, as was spoken of in 19, I think, here?
Yeah, I...
17-19 resolution.
I think what they do is collect the information and provide it to the Clean Communities so that we can get our Clean Communities grant every year. We get.
Okay, so it's not really to do with
nothing.
It's more public.
It's public works.
Okay. Okay.
We paid $200.
There being no further comment, we have need for a closed session.
None that I know of.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we just closed it, but reopened it for you.
Debbie Connors, 23 North Rochdale. On a completely different subject. Tonight we had a fire call, and the first aid squad had responded. Millstone also responded, I believe, as a backup to us. We had
Fire or first aid?
Fire. When we were going back to our ambulance, one of the Millstone firemen had approached us, and we had a very unpleasant conversation.
Didn't like where you parked.
Right. Now, I've been a member of a first aid squad for over 30 years, been driving an ambulance once or twice, been trained by many firemen to evaluate a scene for parking and whatnot. In addition, that my co-partner in the rig had also advised where to park tonight. The gentleman from Millstone was very unprofessional and exceedingly rude. And I just would like to make the council aware of this fact that this is probably what we're going to be dealing with in the future.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry.
Sure.
So you were driving the ambulance and
yes.
You were on the scene?
We were on the scene.
And they... Did they tell you where to park, or do you?
No,
park
they weren't
where
even
were
there. They arrived after we did.
Okay. And they gave you a hard time for parking and being there, arriving first, or?
I guess
parking?
So.
But can you tell? I mean, what happened?
I can tell you what happened because I was there beforehand and talked to him. So the Roosevelt arrived. The brush truck was on the left as you're heading from Rochdale.
Mm-hmm.
First aid was directly behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Millstone came in, and he seemed to be confused about which side of the road the fire was on, so he parked on the right side of the road, and when I spoke to him, he was complaining about the fact that the ambulance was in the wrong place. They should be on the far side of the road, and they should know that, and my response was, when did you arrive? And he told me, and I said, thank you for your comment, and that was it. Then had a comment with Mahoney.
Who was in charge of the scene at that point?
Mahoney
Roosevelt was
okay.
In charge.
And my partner in crime, as I can put it so lightly, is a lieutenant on the first aid squad and also a fireman,
okay.
Whose direction I followed.
Did you get the name of the fireman?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay. I'm glad.
And he and I will have